Here at NAFB's Trade Talk, I'm speaking with Sarah Mooney, and we're in the Association of Equipment Manufacturers booth, and I know the big story and promotion is this upcoming show called Ag Connect. Let's start there first and just give me kind of a little synopsis of where we stand with the development preparations for this new show.
Well, Ag Connect is right around the corner. I think it's about 60 days away right now, and preparations are well underway. We continue to get registrations in every day, and putting the finishing touches on all the education programs and all the networking events, and we're pretty excited about this first show.
Well, it seems like I get an announcement, I don't want to say every day, but that you've got new and growing participation from different companies and organizations, not just domestically, but internationally as well.
Right, and we have a very large international component to the show, both on the exhibit side, the meeting side, as well as registration of the producers that are coming. We're tracking around 20 to 30% international registrations today, and we also have a number of international pavilions that are going to showcase manufacturers and new products from other countries, such as Argentina, Brazil, throughout Europe, China, and other countries.
Well, one of the things that I'd like to learn a little bit more about is you are soliciting nominations for Advocates for Agriculture. Tell me a little bit about this component of what you're doing in here tied into the show.
Right. We have three different awards. They're called the Advocating for Agriculture Awards. There are three different categories. The first one is the Community Leadership Award for those involved in agriculture that have made a positive impact on their community. The second one is Ag Woman of the Year. So professional women involved in agriculture can be nominated for that award. And then we also have the Innovations Award, which is, we all know people in agriculture are pretty innovative, so that can span, a range of technologies, innovations, from the producer's own shop up to the manufacturer level.
Now, if somebody wants to nominate somebody, what do they need to do?
They simply would go online to agconnect.com, and there they'll find a very simple nomination form where they can provide just a brief description of why that person would qualify to win this award. And the deadline for nominations is November 28th. And then we will have an online voting component, which will start December 4th. So anyone can go on the website after that and vote for their favorite nominee. The grand prize winners and the runners-up will be announced on December 18th. Each of those award categories has a grand prize, which consists of a trip to Ag Connect Expo in Orlando, including round-trip airfare to Orlando for two people anywhere in the continental U.S., as well as a convertible rental car to use during their stay in Orlando for up to 4 days, complimentary admission to the show, including admission to the preview day, the first day on January 12th, and two free tickets to the education session. So it's really one of those all-expense-paid trip packages. It's a great way to experience the show. We will also highlight those award winners at the show and talk about their accomplishments.
Well, I am certainly looking forward to being there because we are going to be employing our unique brand of coverage through our online community, which is where we distribute our information. So it sounds to me like you've certainly got a lot of work that's been done, but there's probably still some to go, I know. If there are still some, is there still opportunity for companies that haven't yet made up their mind if they want to participate?
Absolutely. There's still time to participate, and we're ready to help companies that are making that decision now. They can just simply give us a call at 8 a.m. and we'll help them out.
Well, thank you very much. That's Sarah Mooney, who is the show director for AEM, and glad we had a chance to meet here and look forward to seeing you in the Sunshine State, my home state, by the way. So thank you for picking that location. Here at NAFB's Trade Talk, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.